And we welcome to the show right now a great friend and one of the top analysts you will see watching the NFL on TV. He is Rich Gannon, former NFL quarterback, who will be on the call of Sunday's game between the Browns and the Ravens. Actually, the second week in a row that you get to see the Browns, Rich. So you're becoming a little bit familiar with this team.
I really am, and I like what I see, Vic. I just see a team that's getting better. You know, I don't think you can overlook what happened last week against the Chargers. It was kind of a must-win for the Chargers, and they were coming off of their bye, and they were well-rested. And to go out there and play as well as they did defensively to hold Phillip Rivers in that offense with two field goals was impressive. I was really impressed with what I saw from Trent Richardson. I had seen him in the preseason. Of course, I'd watched some film of him, but to see him in person and to have a career-high 122 yards against one of the better run defenses in football coming into that game. Their Chargers were second in run defense. I came away feeling pretty good about the direction they're heading.
And this is a Trent Richardson who was dealing with a rib injury, still is actually, and was feeling a little better than he had the week before against the Colts, obviously. But as you see him, and then he dealt with the knee thing in the preseason, knee surgery there, given that he's had to overcome all this and still producing the way he is, what are you seeing from this guy going forward, Rich?
Well, I think you see it back. It's got, you know, very good balance. You can see the finishing strength when you watch him at the end of runs. I love the fact that, you know, he never stops on initial contact. You see him running through tackles. I mean, last week, Atari Bigby was foolish enough to try and tackle this guy up high. He just runs right through the tackle. I think he's got a great feel for the inside run game. Very smooth, patient, lets the block develop, has very good vision. You see him, very shifty in the hole. I just think he's got a great feel for what they're doing now in the running game. And Vic, as I watch the guy and you see him get more and more carries, and particularly in light of what you said, that injury, I mean, he got the thing injected the week before. I'm sure he got it injected last week, gets a shot in the ribs before the game so he can go out and play. But I think he's the type of back that can wear a defense down over the course of the game. You know, a guy that seems to get stronger with each carry late in the game, and that's the type of back that I see with Trent Richardson.
And for this matchup, as you can see, Rich, the Ravens struggling very much against the run, giving up a lot of yards per game, not characteristic of their defense. It would seem to me like this is kind of an ideal time for the Browns to have this opponent with Trent Richardson in the backfield.
Well, it couldn't be a better time. I mean, they've been gashed. I mean, this is not the Ravens defense that we're accustomed to seeing. I mean, it's not. I think the philosophy has changed. I mean, you know, the film doesn't lie. People aren't afraid to run the ball right at them. In the past, I think offensive coordinators would try and spread you out and try and spread them out and try and pick their spots in the running game, but that hasn't happened the last couple weeks. So you go back and you watch what Kansas City did to them. They rushed for over 239 yards. Cowboys over 200 yards. Texans had almost 200 yards on the ground. So I think they've given up like 600 yards, over 600 yards on the ground the last 3 weeks. And so that's a problem right now. They can't stop the run. And one of the big reasons why is they're not strong inside. They're getting pushed around to nose tackle position, and the linebackers aren't getting off of blocks. And I think Cleveland could have a big day running the football against this front seven.
And all that said, Rich, you still have to make plays in the passing game. Last week, of course, the weather, as you well know, wasn't conducive for either quarterback to have success. But Brandon Whedon, really not memorable numbers to say the least. But he did take good care of the football. Have you, as you study him, as you've seen his progress now through eight games, what are you seeing from him, and how do you see that coming along?
Well, I think he needs to get better with his accuracy and his location on certain throws. No question he needs to play the game faster. I think he's a guy that's in dire need of lots of reps. You know, he can't get enough reps for a young guy like this. I think you're going to be growing pains. I think we see that. I think you need to factor in that, yeah, he's been a little inconsistent, but they're so young around him. I mean, you look at the receiving core. You know, he's got essentially three rookies and, a second-year player. And so it's going to take some time. But the one thing that's been impressive is he's cut down on mistakes, and I think that's huge. The one thing that I was doing some study, they've had, 35 consecutive drives where they've not turned it over. That's big for a quarterback like Whedon.
Yeah, that taking care of the ball is something, too, that I know that the coaches have preached to him. And Rich, you see this as a former quarterback, and I know how closely you study these guys. It's about those windows, right? The windows are nowhere near as wide as he remembers them being when he threw at Oklahoma State.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. I had a conversation last week with Pat Shermer about that, and you know, they talk about the development of the young quarterback, and, you know, they both of them had a chance to be around McNabb, and, of course, Pat Shurmur had a chance to spend time with Bradford and, of course, Wheaton. And you come from college where everybody's open, and then you go to the NFL where nobody's open, and you got half the time to decide, you know, and so it's tough. And I think you're seeing that a little bit with Wheaton. They have to, when you study the film, Brown receivers have to do a better job winning versus man-to-man coverage. You're not quite seeing the separation, particularly with Greg Little. Greg Little's been very inconsistent.
Rich Gannon joins us from CBS Sports. He will be on the call for Sunday's game along with Marv Albert when the Browns take on the Baltimore Ravens at Cleveland Browns Stadium. And the other thing, Rich, with the Browns is so many young players, and you're talking about it in terms of how they all, Whedon and the receivers, everybody has to kind of learn what they're doing. But as you observe the big picture, do you see foundationally something that is growing and getting better together, or do you still have a lot of questions about the collective talent? How do you see it?
I think they're getting better. I think it's also a pain. It's a painful process getting there. I think it's taken longer than people anticipated. I think they got much better talent, especially on the offensive side of the ball. I think it's starting to show up this year. But they're a young team. They've got 16 rookies on the 53-man roster, one of the youngest in football, and that's tough. They're going to be growing pains. I think you see it really on both sides of the ball.
You watch this Ravens team, and, of course, at the end of September, the Browns played them very tough in Baltimore, really came away feeling they should have won that game. And this is a different Ravens team as we've known before. And the one thing that they, of course, come into this game without, they don't have Ray Lewis. They don't have Ladarius Webb. They do, however, get Terrell Suggs back in the lineup. So, and coming off that for them, I'm sure, an embarrassing loss to the Houston Texans, had the bye week to think about that and the other struggles of the first half of the season. What sort of Ravens team are you expecting to show up Sunday?
I think a hungry one. I think a frustrated one. I think a one that was embarrassed by the Houston Texans prior to the break. I mean, they lost that game by 30 points, and I think that's only the third time that's happened in franchise history. So, I was impressed when I looked at Terrell Suggs. I think had a sack in that game. They did a good job moving him around. I don't think his conditioning is where it needs to be, but I think it'll be a good matchup to watch. I think you'll see him on Joe Thomas some. I think they'll move him over to the right side to work on the rookie Mitchell Schwartz. So that'll be a challenge, I think, for the Browns.
And, Rich, when you look at the Ravens, their offense, of course, is so different in the sense that it emphasizes the big play in the passing, Joe Flacco. It's really, for the Browns, about obviously getting pressure on him. But with Joe Hayden back, he wasn't part of that first game against the Ravens. That should help, I think, go a long way toward maybe getting some hesitation from Flacco and getting some pressure and collapsing that pocket. And Phil Taylor being back, of course, on the D-line is going to help too.
Yeah, Phil Taylor will make a huge difference inside. That should help with Ray Rice. It should also help, I think, with some penetration and push on the pass, you know, in terms of the pass rush. But I think Joe Hayden matching up on Torrey Smith is going to help. I like the way Buster Skrine has played inside, Vic. I think he's had a nice season. You look at that secondary and Sheldon Brown's a veteran guy, smart guy. And I like T.J. Ward. I think he's kind of the physical tone setter on the back end for that defense. Made a big play last week on a short yardage play against the Chargers. So I think they match up well. You know, they're a defense that makes you work at it. They're not overly, complicated. They're fairly vanilla when you watch them defensively. I think they want to eliminate the big plays, get up the field on third down. They've got a handful of fronts and coverages. They mix in an occasional pressure to keep you honest. But I think Dick Duran wants you to have to work at it, earn your way down the field. That's kind of a philosophy that's worked for them over the last month or so.
Last thing, Ray Rice is always going to be a factor. The Browns did a really good job of containing him in the previous game, but I'm thinking Cam Cameron to maybe get things jump-started for this team would try to give this guy every opportunity to get things going on the ground first.
Yeah, I think where there's smoke, there's fire. There's a lot of criticism directed towards Cam Cameron and the fact that they didn't run the ball as much with Ray in the last game. That's really where it all starts. You think about the percentage of total offense that this guy accounts for. I think he leads the league, whether it's runs or pass reception. So he's a big part of it. The other thing is Flacco has struggled a little bit the last couple of weeks, struggled a little bit with their timing and rhythm of the passing game. I think this could be a heavy dose of Ray Rice type of day for the Ravens on Sunday.
Rich, thank you so much, and I really appreciate your time, and I look forward to seeing you on Sunday, my friend.
Sounds great, Vic. Thanks.
All right. He is Rich Gannon from CBS Sports, former NFL quarterback. He will be on the call for Sunday's game with Marv Albert, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.